We are beginning Hilchas Bechoros, the third of section of Halachas in the Sefer Korbanos of the Rambam. Baruch Hashem, we did Korban Pesach. We quickly did Chagiga. Now we move on to Bechoros, which is a little bit more substantial. It's got eight prakim, okay, of Bechoros. And let's look at the introductory page that lists the mitzvahs over here. Yesh bechlol and chamesh mitzvahs. There's five mitzvahs we're going to deal with in these halachas. Shtei mitzvahs asay, two are positive mitzvahs. Vishalash mitzvahs also say, three are negative mitzvahs. And these are the details. Aleph, lahafrish bechoros, to designate the firstborn's animals. We will discuss what that means, to designate the firstborn animal. Beish, lo ye'echo bechor tamim chutzir shlan. You cannot eat a firstborn animal without a blemish. Kohen who eats it cannot eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Number three, shelo yipad abachor. You cannot redeem a bachor even if it gets a blemish. It cannot be redeemed. Dalit, now we move on to another subject. Dalit, even though it's in Hilchas Bechoros, you think the only subject is a bachor? But lahafris meiser behema, to give the tenth animal a behema. Okay, five shlo yigoel meiser, you can't redeem the tenth animal behema. Now the Rambam's wondering, he even puts in the introduction, what is the laws of meiser behema doing in Hilchas Bechoros? Well, you could give a Baal Batish answer. Each one doesn't have enough halachas to be a whole set of halachas, but that's not a good answer.
It sounds like the halachas are
He says, V'kalalti ha-maisem b'chor. I've included maisem b'chor because they have a shared pasuk. L'fi shemaisa shneim, the mitzvah of both of them, echad, it's one activity. V'kosuklo, and the pasuk itself incorporates them together. It says in Sefer Midbar, Vazdomim, and their bloods of these two different things, Tizrok, you will sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. And what does that mean? Mipiashmur, the rabbis learned, she said, Damaiser Vazem Bechor. When you take that tenth animal, you bring it as a korban, you sprinkle the blood of the Miser, you sprinkle the blood of the Bechor. That pasuk's talking about both of those bloods are sprinkled on the Mizbeach. It also is also talking about Korban Pesach, so now you understand why it's also in Pesachim is here too. So since Hashem kind of put them together in one pasuk, so I'm going to put them together over there as well. There's a lot of similarities in certain extent. Okay, that's the introduction. Basically, what the Rambam in the first parak is going to delineate the first three mitzvahs, the basic three mitzvahs of. And there's three types of Bechor that exist in existence with Kedusha. We'll explain all of them. One is a Bechor, firstborn human being son. That's one type of Bechor. Number two is a Bechor from a Behema Tahora, firstborn from a kosher animal, son, obviously, all of these, male. And finally, a Bechor of a Behema Tmeya, of a not kosher animal, but only one type of one, and that's a chamor, and that's a donkey.
There was a famous
now,
exchange.
Yes. Now, a bechor of a son, a human being, and a bechor of a behema tmeya chamor can have pidyon, can be redeemed, and are redeemed. But the second one, the bechor behema tahora, is not redeemed. That's just a general idea. Now we're going to go into the details of these halachas. Aleph, mitzvah saseh, there's a positive mitzvah, lahafrish kol peter rechem hazachorim. It's one mitzvah, not three mitzvahs. One mitzvah to separate the first out of the womb, the one that breaks the rechem, the one that bursts forth through the womb first, males that come out. Okay?
You must separate.
From the rest of the flock.
To separate. It's not, it has to be designated. You're going to give it to a coin. You got to designate. You got to do something with it. It just doesn't get born and just life goes on with it. The demarcator, we're going to see. It's a very broad term. But literally means to separate for what it's fit for, as we will see. Doesn't matter if it's a bein ba'adam, doesn't matter if it's a human, bein ba'behema Torah, whether it's a kosher animal, Bein mimin chamor, or whether it's from the species of the donkey. Though first, born male that comes out of the womb, as opposed to a cesarean section. There's a bar mitzvah to separate it. What that means was to designate and to separate it. Okay, now, Bein Shoyer Shleim, it doesn't matter if they came out healthy, complete, totally healthy. Bein Shoyer Treifus, or even if they came out and they're not going to live very long. Still, you got to designate it. Rambam later will say that's only with a behema and an autumn. Only with a behema and not with an autumn, as we'll see later on. Behema doesn't matter, treifa, a human being, it does matter. We'll see. Shenemar, the pasuk says the general rule is, kadesh li kol bachor, sanctify for me each firstborn, peter kol rechem, the one that breaks through the womb, bibnei Yisrael, from the Jewish people, ba'adam, with people, humans, ubabehema, the animals, ve'kulam la'kohanim, and they all go to the kohanim at first blush. That's the initial thing. Okay, now we're going to say, okay, what can or must be redeemed and what is not redeemed? Halacha base. Bechor Adam, firstborn male human being, ubechor chamor, and firstborn donkey male, niftim, they are redeemed, upidyonim lakohanim, and the redemption goes to the Kohen. You redeem your son by giving the Kohen 5 sloim. You redeem a donkey with a sheep. Mm-hmm. You give the Kohen a sheep instead, and now you get to keep the donkey. You that's give the Kohen 5 sloim. You get to that's keep your get to keep your get to keep your kid. Okay. On the other hand, you do not redeem the firstborn kosher animal son. Ubechor behema tahora. What do we do with that? We're going to see that belongs to the Kohen, regardless. But nishchad bazara, it's slaughtered in the courtyard. Kishar kachim kalim, like a regular kachim kalim. This is in the category of kachim kalim. Remember, kachim is a chatas, an asham, and an ola.
Right.
Those are the kachim. The other ones are kachikalim. This is part of kachikalim, which means it could be eaten outside of the Azorah.
Mm-hmm.
It could be eaten in Yerushalayim, and there's other things. You'll see the sprinkling is very little sprinkling. It's just one sprinkling of the blood on one of the sides. We'll see.
How are we doing redemptions if there's no Beis HaMikdash?
Are we up to that, Howard? We're just on the Shachar HaLacha. We just started. If you even be patient till HaLacha Yud, we'll see. We just started. Give us a chance. Okay? Now, Zorkim Damo, you sprinkle its blood. Umakter Emurav, you burn the fats. Kamoshi Barna B'maaseh, of course, I've already explained in the halachas of Korbanos. This is the kosher animal firstborn. Ushor HaBasar. Now, obviously, you know, it can only be animals that can be brought as Korbanos. What about firstborn deer?
No.
It's kosher.
It doesn't matter.
But it can't be brought as Corbin, so we'll see. But it's something that can be brought as a Corbin. Sheep and bulls, goats,
but not chickens.
Things like that. We'll see.
They're hatched.
That's got to be a Corbin. We'll see. Right, it's firstborn. Firstborn. Can't be boys. Right? All right? Usharabas. So once you take that firstborn kosher sheep, let's say, you shechted it, the Mizbeach, you sprinkled some blood, you burnt the Emurim, and the rest of the meat, Nechel, the Kohanim get to eat it. Belongs to the Kohanim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ach, pado sifteh, but you shall surely redeem what? Esbechor ha-adam, firstborn to a human, vesbechor ha-behema temeya, and the bechor of a not-kosher animal, which we know is the donkey, tifteh, you will redeem. Ach, Torah continues, Ach, but... Bechor shor, etc. The bechor, firstborn of an ox or a sheep or whatever. Lo tifta, you do not redeem them. Kodesh hey, they are holy. And then it says though, ubisoram, but their flesh, yielach, goes to you. You are the Kohanim. So now we understand what gets redeemed and what does not get redeemed. Okay, now what about if the behemoth tahora has a blemish? obviously, we're not going to bring it as a corporate.
No, that you can't.
But who does it still belong to?
The coin.
The coin. And now we will see the coin can basically, not entirely, do what he wants with it. It's his property, as it were, but we'll see there's a few restrictions. Remember, it did start off holy. It is holy to a certain extent. But the moon takes away a lot from the application of the holiness.
This is a moon that was born with rather than a...
No, we didn't say anything yet. Behor behema tahora. Maybe I should give you the thing. I'm sorry, I didn't... give you this.
Howard can still read now.
Yeah, well.
His reading skills are good.
Not really.
Let me just.
English, okay.
Well, that English is English.
Chagiga.
It's not Chagiga, it's the horse.
I know, I'm trying to. Let's just get it here. Korbanos and Bechoros. Okay. So now, hello, the Gimel. B'chor behema tahora shu bal mum, a behema tahora firstborn that has a bal mum. What mum? Bein shenoled b'mumma, regardless was born with a blemish. Bein shenofal b'mum acher shahaya, or whether tamim if the mum develops afterwards, it was perfect, but a few weeks later got a mum. Harehu l'koin, it goes to the coin either way.
Did you say when you bring it?
I didn't talk about that yet. Now, what could the coin do with it? Well, he can't bring it as a korban. Fine. Imratza oich lebekol makom. He could shecht it and eat it wherever he wants because it wasn't a korban. It's not restricted to Yerushalayim.
Right?
So he could take it to wherever he wants, shecht it and eat it, kosher shechit and do it. Or, omokro, he could sell it to a regular Yisrael. Omachil mishir, so he can feed it to anybody he wants. Afil into a goy. Because it's Monday. The only thing you can't do is Giza and Avoda.
Yeah, okay.
You can't shear it, you can't work it. Because that level of Kedusha it still maintains. You can't denigrate it as
but if you
it
sell it to someone else, can they?
That's already, well, it's already sold. No, I think only for Shrita.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you only for Shrita.
Can you breed it?
I don't know. We'll see. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chiyia bo mum, should it have a blemish, pisach, let's say it's lame, or iver, or blind, etc. Hatame v'hator, a person who's tame, a person who's tor, yachto v'chnei, could eat it together. You could eat it just like katzvi, like a deer, v'chayo, or like a hart, H-A-R-T, which are chayas tahoros, which are not korbanos, but you can certainly eat in them. Varehu nichsei kohen. It is the exclusive property of the kohen. Wow. Let's say a kohen could take this animal and be makadish a woman with it.
Yeah,
you
sure,
can certainly
yeah
do that. It's
property
real property.
Can you milk it?
We're going to have to talk about a voda. We'll have to get into those details. Okay? Fine.
Yes,
now, although the animal, as it is born from the womb, it's holy from the womb. Nevertheless, how about Shabbos? Is this Friday night when the sun sets?
Yes, what about it?
Is it going to be Shabbos?
It will be.
Regardless.
Regardless.
What if you don't make Kiddush?
Doesn't matter.
Is it going to be Shabbos?
Yes. Ready or not, here I come.
But still, you make Kiddush, though.
100%. That
So
you can make Kiddush.
So just like that idea, where even though the Shabbos is Kodesh, yet there's a mitzvah for you to be the Makadosh
right
Shabbos,
yes,
right? Same thing with this animal. Mitzvah lahaktish b'chor behemet tahara. It's a mitzvah to sanctify the kosher animal, v'yomer, and say, harei zeh Kodesh. This is a holy animal. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says you're supposed to do it. Shenemar, takdish l'Hashem, sanctify it to Hashem, your God. Just like Shabbos, Zohar is Yomer, you have to make Kiddush. Vim lohi kdisha, what if you didn't? I'm not going to say anything. Doesn't matter. If you don't make Kiddush, is it Shabbos?
Yes.
So reza miskadish me'olov. It's sanctified by itself. Uktushoso me'rechami. The sanctity comes from the womb. We'll discuss exactly when it comes later on.
Does sanctify mean you bring it as a korban?
No, it means
holy.
It's holy.
Holy.
That's it. We'll see what happens to it, if it has a mum or doesn't have a mum. But it's holy now. You can't just arbitrarily, oh, I'm just going to let it be with all the other animals and treat it like every other animal. No, it's holy. Okay, now, where does this mitzvah apply and when does this mitzvah apply? But that's not going to be the final word. You're going to have to wait till halacha yud. Mitzvahs b'chor behemah ta'ira, the mitzvah of a kosher animal b'chor, noheges b'haris, is conducted in the land of Israel. U'b'chus haris, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, it applies as well. However, if you've got an animal without a mum, we said, that's brought as a korban. But v'ein mevim b'choris mechus haris, but a b'chor that's born outside of Eretz Yisrael, although it's a b'chor, you do not bring it as a korban into Eretz Yisrael. How do I know that? Because it says, when it talks about various holy objects, it says, Shenemar, v'chalto lifnei Hashem lokecha, you'll eat this before Hashem. That means in Yerushalayim, by the Beis Hamikdash. What? Lists a number of things. Maser dekoncha tirosh chavitzerecha, your tithes, is maser sheni, u'bechoros bechor chavitzonecha, the firstborn of your sheep and cattle. Right. Aha! So now, Meiser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim.
But only
the Bechor has to be brought to Yerushalayim.
Yeah, but only from
but Mimakom Shato, maybe Meiser, wherever you have to bring Meiser Sheni from, and that's only if it grows in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah, Pluya Baretz. The Torah made a hekesh now. We're comparing Meiser Sheni, a Bechor to Meiser Sheni. So where can you bring Meiser Sheni from? It grew in Eretz Yisrael. Atomevi b'chor b'okers. And then you could bring the firstborn sheep and cattle if it raised and was born in Eretz Yisrael. U'mimakom Sheni atomevi Meiser Dagon. In a place where you don't bring Meiser Sheni, chutz l'aretz. I'atomevi b'chor b'okers ritzon. You don't bring sheep and cattle that are firstborn. Okay. El harehu kechulin. Rather, we treat it like chulin. If it's born outside of Israel, then what do you do with it? It doesn't have a mum. It's supposed to be brought as a korban, but I can't bring as a korban. Catch 22. Answer is ve'yachol bimumo. You eat it when it develops a blemish. So therefore, it only can be eaten when it gets a mum. Then the kohen can slaughter it as chulin. But if it doesn't have a mum, it is holy to the extent that the only thing that can happen to it is being brought as a korban. But Dora says, but you can't bring it as a korban.
You
can begin to see where we got problems now with an animal that's born outside of Eretz Yisrael, firstborn. So what do? We just say, well, wait till it develops a mum. We will see, but that could be all kinds of problems. What if it waits 3-4 years and you think somebody isn't going to try to work it or do something like
that? Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to see. But you can see where the problems can start developing from. But you wait for it to get a mum. Now, what if the guy says, I'm going to be very frum. My sheep was born in Aleppo, and I want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, and I'm going to bring it to Corbin anyway. Vim Havi, if he brings it, Ain Mekablimen will not accept it as a korban. Velo Yikrav, and he cannot slaughter it. You only have one option. Elo Yeocho Bemumo. Eat it after it gets his blood. That's the only option that you have. Now, Umitzvazu and this mitzvah no Hegas, Bain Bifnebais, whether there is a base of Migdash, Bain Shalobif Nebas, whether there is no Beis HaMikdash, Kamo Meiser Nogan, just like Meiser Sheni. Now, obviously, what do we do? There's no Beis HaMikdash now. Well, what do? We redeem the Meiser Sheni and throw the coin away. That's what we do with that. We'll have to see what to do with the animal. Obviously, the only thing we could do with an animal is you got to wait for it to get a blemish. But we'll see.
Born in Eretz Yisrael.
That's it. Well,
that's to the
coin? You still wait. Well, we'll see. You'll see. Ve'eino noheges b'mukdoshin. And also, it's not conducted with animals that are already sanctified. Kishahem b'kdusha som. In other words, let's say you separate a korban shlomim. This sounds good, man, korban shlomim. But it took a number of months to be brought your shlomim. In the meanwhile, this korban shlomim gave birth to a firstborn sheep.
Male
sheep. Male whatever. Right? So now, that does not go to the Kohen. Only what's yours belongs to Yisrael. If it belongs to God, that is not liable for Bechor. Kodem Shiftu, before you redeemed it. Doesn't matter if Kachim hektish of for the Beis Hamikdash is a korban mizbeach, kedusha mizbeach, or kedusha's bedek abayis. Doesn't matter if they're in their state of holiness and it gives birth in its state of holiness. That firstborn does not
so
go
it
to the
bride. When it, gets
it remains kodesh.
So if it was pregnant before,
it's a law of the breaking of a womb.
Okay.
So it belongs to Hashem. So then the kid's born belongs not to the Kohen. Doesn't need to be redeemed. It's still in Hashem's property, as it were.
It's still a firstborn. It's treated as a firstborn.
No, it's treated as hektish.
Right.
There's no firstborn law.
Right.
No firstborn. Only firstborn belongs to regular Jews.
It belongs to God.
Belongs to God. It's God. God doesn't have to give any. God pays no taxes.
Okay.
All right? Ben kotshe mizbech, ben kotshe berakabayis. Doesn't matter from mizbech, berakabayis. Okay, there could be differences after they get redeemed, but we're not going there right now. Okay, so in other words, it has to belong to a regular Jew. Then it's applicable. Belongs to Hashem, not. Now, what if it belongs to a Kohen? That's halacha Zion. Hakol chayovim bebechor, every Jew is obliged to give the firstborn Bechor, whether it's Behemah Tahora, when it's a Behemah Tahora, that's who we're giving it for, right? Kohanim, Levim, the Yisraelim, all three are obliged. So you might figure like this, okay, I'm a Kohen, no problem. Comes out of one pocket, goes into the next
pocket,
one.
Huh?
Okay, I got to give it here. I'm going to give it to myself. Not so fast. Because number one, what does the coin do when he gets it from Yisrael? He has to bring it as a korban.
Right.
A. B. He has to sprinkle the blood.
Yeah.
C. He has to give the fats and the emorim.
Right.
Then the coin gets what's left. So therefore, v'yaf al pisha b'chor l'koin, even though the b'chor goes to the coin anyway. So why are we wasting our time in making the Kohen give it to himself? He could give it to himself. But why does he have to give it? And therefore he still has to be makdish it. So therefore, im nolad lo b'chor, if the Kohen himself now has an animal, kosher al that gives birth to a b'chor, makriv domiver, he can keep it, but he's got to sacrifice the blood and the fats, k'mar shevir arnu, and then v'eichel shara basar b'taris b'chor, then he can eat the rest of the meat as a bechor. What's so special about that? It has the time limit of eating it as kachekalim. Now, I said, well, if it's mine anyway, so I can just shut it. You shut the regular animal, you could keep it for weeks if they've had it in the freezer.
Right.
And you do what you want. But now that it's a bechor, it's that b'shech's kachekalim, you only got 2 nights and one day.
Yeah,
2 days, whatever, till the next day.
Yeah.
So that night. So anyway, so that's treated like kachikalim. Shenemar, how do I know this? The Pasuk says, kol habechor, all bechors. Ashiyale, which we bore, bivkorchov, its onk, which is sheep and cattle, etc., etc. And that includes a coin, and then it says, lifnei Hashem alokecha toklem, you have to eat it before Hashem. Avol bechor, odav, that's only if it's a kosher animal. Avol bechor adam. What if a firstborn male son?
No.
Bechor behema tameya. Firstborn male
no
behema tameya donkey. Kohanim ulavim piturim. The kohanim ulavim are exempt from that, as we explained in the Hilchas Matnas Kohuna. We explained that. Okay.
And that's why now, the levim and the kohen don't do the pitnyan and ben.
Yes. Okay. Now let's move on. Ches.
And if there's a female first, then there's nothing.
Then there's no bechor. That's a rule for everything. It's got to be the firstborn breaking the womb male.
The firstborn and being a male.
That's it. Okay. Not just firstborn, but
vaginal delivery.
Delivery,
and it has to be a male.
And if there's a miscarriage, that's it too.
Well, we're going to get into all those halachas.
It depends.
In the first halacha. Now.
Have you said what? Contemporary farmers, what it means to
I haven't done anything. I'm not up to that yet. I don't want to go there yet. The Rambam will go there for me. Why do I have to take away the Rambam's fire? Okay? Ches. Now, when do you eat? Okay, you got this bechor.
Yeah.
Fine.
Got it.
Okay, it's got to be brought as a korban,
yes.
Or it's got to be shechted baal mum.
Yes.
How long you keep it hanging around?
Habechor
nechol besok shoso lechat chila. Initially, in a perfect world, a bechor must be eaten in its first year. We'll describe exactly what that is, but it's a mitzvah to eat it within the first year and not to delay it. And if you delay it, we already said you're over a lousase. Okay, it's going to be a low sasei for that. Now, bein tamei doesn't matter if it's whole. Let's say we had to base some migdash and there's a missing bringer, it's a korban. You have up to a year. Bein bal mum, whether it has a blemish, even nowadays, theoretically, still should be eaten within that year. Mm. Obviously, shechted and eaten. Either shechted as a korban or eaten as a mundane thing, but within a year. How do we know that? Shenamar, because the pasuk says it. Lifnei Hashem lokecha tochal, and before Hashem, shana b'shana, year by year.
It's year in its own.
And also it says, v'chiyeh b'mum, and it has a blemish. Same thing. B'sharech l'zol, eat it within your gates. Okay, now the question is, when does a year start? From the birth or not? It's a year. U'meyema saimonala, when do we start counting that year? It depends. Im tamu, if it has no blemishes, it comes out squeaky beautiful. Well, can you shech an animal the first day it's born?
No, you gotta wait 8 days.
Gotta wait 8 days. The count doesn't begin because you can't do anything with it. It's an animal. It's going to be a korban now. It doesn't have a mum. It's a korban. Korban cannot be brought till 8 days. So the clock starts on day 8. Monin lo miyom shmini shuroy lakriv. That's when you could bring it, and you have a year and 8 days theoretically.
No, a year.
No, and 8 days. No.
You got a year after 8 days. Yes.
Monela mi yom shmini.
You're saying the same thing. You're saying the same thing. Continue.
Vim nolad balmum. But what if it comes out with a blemish? So at that point, we know what? It's not going to be a korban.
Ever.
So is there any reason why you couldn't slaughter it right away, theoretically? No reason why you couldn't. So monela mi yom shmini, the clock starts from the birth. But that's under big condition. If it was a full term. Because a full term, then you know it's for sure fine. And it's that full term for a behemoth gas is 9 months, for a behemoth dak is 5 months. Share nira lachivyosla, because now it's edible, fit, day one. Healthy, no problem, not a child that's gonna miscarry, whatever, full term, you do that, everything's fine. Avlan lo yada bavade shakolach. If you don't know for sure it went full term, then we have to wait to know if that for sure will live. Should we start from the 8th day? Because maybe it didn't and it could die. But once it's 8 days, living for 8 days, we know it's fine. Counters add, what if it's born as a tam and then develops a mum? We still count from the 8 days because the clock starts when it's a tam. Okay, that is the general rule, and we'll stop it over here. Good start.
I don't understand how they were able to do a redemption in Canada. If
we didn't get there yet, so there's nothing to understand yet. Come tomorrow, and maybe we'll understand more.
Whoa.
There's nothing.